All right, we are opening up this week's inbox, and I'm very privileged to be in the studio with James Groesbeck. James, welcome.
Well, it's good to be here, Lisa.
You are here again. Always fun to have you. And Sandy Jansen. Sandy, welcome.
And hello there.
You are back as well.
Happy to be back.
Very good to have you. So we always get fun questions from our listeners, and I'm always amazed at the variety of topics that people come up with to have us address, and we are privileged to have professionals here at Focus on the Family like yourselves who can deal with this, but also maybe inject some real life know-how as well as some humor into the conversation. So here we go. We're going to tackle this one. This person says, my boyfriend and I are planning to get married, and we've discussed where we would like to live a few times. We would both like to be near our families, but are open to moving. He would be content living in the city he and his parents live in currently, but I'm itching a little more for a change. We both currently live in a state with often very hot summers and frigid winters, and I would really prefer somewhere with more steady weather, as well as with beautiful scenery and a unique vibe. My question is, are things like weather and scenery and charm reasonable reasons for wanting to move somewhere? I can't think of any Bible verses or passages that talk about living in particular places, just that you have community with other believers. I would say I'm more inspired and feel God more when I'm surrounded by beauty, but is all that worth living away from family and friends?
Well, ladies first, James.
Well, absolutely. You just go for
it. All right, Sandy's going to go for it.
There are a couple of things that come to my mind here. First of all, there is the matter of common sense. In the economy that we live in, you can't just pick up and move. There needs to be a job at the other end because you have to pay your bills no matter where you live. And so that would be important. And communication with her soon-to-be fiancé, I'm assuming, would be really important that she share with him the desires of her heart and to not be afraid to do that, because that will set the tone for their marriage and their communication.
That's good. Well, absolutely. I mean, she sounds like a precious individual that wants adventure. And she said she couldn't find any scripture. I would encourage her to go right back to Genesis. God created a beautiful world for us to enjoy. And creation is obviously part of that. And to be in a place that it really inspires your heart and your soul, gosh, that is so exciting. And I would encourage her to go for that. Now, it's interesting, Lisa, what she does. It's kind of like one or the other. And I would say both and which would be pursue the desire of your heart, which would be to be in a beautiful place that you could really enjoy, and also stay well connected with family. With so many ways to do that, it would seem to me that they could do both. So I'd say go for it, pursue it. But as Sandy indicated, you really want that to be a joint venture with her soon-to-be husband.
Yeah. And like she said, you know, to kind of think in a common sense fashion to say, well, is this really feasible for us? Because I think there is that element, and it's not, I don't know if it's totally communicated here, but, you know, sometimes being too close to family isn't a great thing, especially as you're starting out in a marriage, you know, especially if one partner is, you know, very tied to the family, maybe can't release the family, release the parents or whatever. And I know that's been a struggle for young couples and stuff. But at the same time, you want to honor your parents and you want to honor your family and not just say, I'm married, so I'm just done with you. So there's a balance.
Right. There's a balance there. And, you know, we've referred to things as being enmeshed or disengaged. Mm-hmm. And actually, we just want appropriate. That means that you're actually, you're sitting with your family and someone pinches someone and you say, ouch, that means you're probably too close. Mm-hmm. But then on the other hand, if someone kind of drops over dead, you sure want to be able to notice that. Mm-hmm. And but the idea is stay well connected with your family, but you also really need to establish your marriage. The ideal of Christian marriage is, of course, to becoming one. Mm-hmm. And so that's the goal. That's the thing you want to pursue. And families can really help that. they don't always have to be a hindrance to that. Mm-hmm. So that would be something else to consider.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, just because we have a few seconds left here, if you could address, I'm not sure this is totally implied in this question, but what if she approaches her husband and says, I want to move to this state because it's beautiful and I really think they've got a fun vibe there, as she describes, and he's like, no, I really want to be close to my family. I'm all about beautiful places, but that's kind of ridiculous. I mean, there may be some tension there.
And the tension would be need to be addressed. But I think it's also important to, at the age that they're at, as newly married, once they're married, mm-hmm. to take chances, mm-hmm. to take risks, to understand that, well, there's just the two of them before children come along. These are the years that they can really focus on experiencing life together, establishing their relationship. And when you are possibly living with some distance between you and a family, and life happens, and marriage in those first couple of years can be a challenge, then you are forced to rely upon each other and turn to each other, and that strengthens each other instead of making it easier for maybe if there's a fight or a dispute for somebody to run to a parent. Yeah. And so the two becoming one, mm-hmm. It actually can strengthen that, but it does depend on the couple.
Yeah.
My encouragement to them is to think outside the box and to have fun and to take advantage of these years together. And if they want to experience living in a place that they haven't before, to pursue that, if it's at all possible.
Good. Well, great thoughts. James and Sandy from our Focus Counseling Department, thank you guys so much for weighing in on this one. Very good.
You're welcome.
You bet, Lisa.
All right. That is it for this week's show. As always, we want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org so we can address your question in a future show, whether by one of our counselors or by Wade Brown from our Pastoral Ministries Department or someone else, Candace, or someone else who's in the fray answering questions for us. So we want to hear from you. Obviously, we want you to keep listening, so do so. And until next week, I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.